Cherished Networks Audio.
So in terms of the second section of the new HGG 65, that's the list of sections, really, the chapters, if you like, which, to those of you who keep HGG 65 by your bedside on your bedside table, is pretty similar to the existing document, which is reassuring in many ways, I think. And it will be changed a bit to make it a bit more accessible in terms of the language. The HGG 65 is part of a suite of new items. Health and Safety Made Simple was the first. Just on the website just recently is the toolkit or the toolbox, which aims to help small and medium-sized enterprises. But we can't release HGG 65, we can't finalise it, because some of the content is dependent on the consultation on the management regs approved code of practice. So we just can't deal with that yet, so that will have to be put off. But I mentioned this toolkit, it's new, it's probably a bit basic for most of the people in this room, but I mention it really in particular to show that HSE is continuing to try and tackle the small, indeed almost micro businesses, and who may be operating in a relatively low risk environment, to give answers to them so that they are actually taking sensible and proportionate action rather than just throwing their hands up and saying it's all too difficult, we can't do anything. So while that's aimed at low risk sectors, we have been doing some work on the higher risk sectors. You may possibly remember in 2009 we published a garish pink booklet called Be Part of the Solution, which was a very high level document setting out the strategy for UK PLC on health and safety, not just HSE. And over the last 18 months or so, we've been trying to apply those high-level concepts to certain sectors, trying to define what the health and safety problems are within the sectors, what the drivers are, where the pressure points are, and how we could perhaps improve, obviously, the health and safety performance. And these sector strategies have been recently put on the HSE website. You can find them there. I haven't got the web address, because when I did this, I didn't know what it was going to be, but they can be found. I think it's in the About Us section or something. These are the sectors, the 16 sectors. Not quite wall-to-wall of UK economic sectors. You'll probably spot, you know, a few emissions there, but they are being tackled in some of the ways, particularly the retail sector, which is obviously a big employment sector, and there is a variant of a sector strategy for the retail, but was primarily written for the purposes of the primary authority scheme. Food and drink is part of the manufacturing sector strategy, and the manufacturing sector strategy, because it covers such a wide breadth of interests and activity, has been chunked up into four different groups, with a higher level at A, which we maintain requires proactive inspection, down to a lower risk level at D, which we will be tackling as largely reactive. There's B and C, obviously, in between, where we'll be using much more activity through intermediaries and trade associations, etc. And the priority sectors, as you'll probably know, for food and drink are poultry, meat, and dairy. So at this point, I'd just like you to just pause and invite you to think about the summer in the shade by the pool, or looking for the sun in the UK or something, and see what your thoughts are. Or maybe your thoughts were of the golden summer of sport, which is what I think we're going to, the media have cast it as. And while HSE didn't have much impact on the Tour de France and Bradley Wiggins' success, or on the Ryder Cup more recently, we did have some impact on London 2012. That is the statement by the coalition government a few years ago. These are HSE's aims for the Olympics. And at the risk of sounding like somebody from the BBC satire of the same name, some of you will know it, 2012, this is what we aim to do as a best practice regulator. To be an enabling regulator, not to be saying no all the time. And when I say we, that includes, of course, the local authorities in the various boroughs of London and elsewhere in the country who were involved. We put a lot of time, as did the duty holders, into front-end loading all the activity to make sure that the standards to be achieved were clearly set out right at the beginning, and that's before 2010, I hasten to add. And so HSE, the local authorities, and the numerous duty holders in the contractual chain rigorously pursued that to make sure that they just weren't written down 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, but they actually were met as the work carried on. There was a lot, because this was a unique experience, of course, it was clear that we needed to capitalise on that and have some legacy learning. And of course there was lots of things, nothing to do with health and safety, but a number of issues for health and safety, and they are on the slide in front of you, particularly the research which was carried out as the work progressed. I would emphasise, particularly obviously for this audience, that this research isn't simply confined to the construction industry, although clearly that is quite a large component. There's a lot of read across to the things we've heard about already today, and probably we'll hear about later. Leadership, worker involvement. How do you do that? And these research reports, freely available, cover some of that ground. We've heard about safety culture, and this research emphasised the criticality of getting positive safety culture. The key points are there, the key points are in the research. But what the challenge was is to get feedback about the safety culture, to keep the to keep it moving forward and not stagnating. And so all parties used any methods they could lay their hands on, basically, to get feedback. So that was confidential reporting, that was SAF surveys, that was using the HSE climate tool, and they generated a number of case studies. Why am I talking about that? Well, because there is read across there, and I'd encourage you to look at it. And also, if you look at those figures there, I think you'll agree that they're impressive outcomes. There's real commitment from the top, and that's what made it work. It's quite extraordinary, I think, the figures you see there. And of course, it's not just the Olympics that have done that. I was in a large manufacturing plant 10 days ago, and they had no lost time accidents for 18 months, which is probably almost as successful as the Olympics. So please look on the website and do learn some of the lessons that are there. I'm nearing the end of my piece, but I'd just like to just touch on two, what I've called stop press, a bit of an old-fashioned phrase, that, isn't it? I mean, who needs stop press when you've got Twitter? But I think you know what I mean. It's recent things which I just put into the slides very recently. There is going to be a Legionella campaign. We were reviewing the last 10 years of outbreaks earlier on in last year and this year, and then of course we've had two more significant outbreaks in Edinburgh and Stoke, which confirmed our review and the need to do something more about it. Two safety alerts have been issued, one on cooling towers and evaporative condensers, another one on hot and cold water systems. There's going to be duty holder events. We're planning duty holder events around the country. There will be compliance checks related to Legionella, i.e. inspections, but just on that topic. And also critically, we'll be working with trade bodies to generate some useful toolkits, perhaps, or tools that, those particular bodies can use and duty holders can use. So we haven't got all that ironed out yet, but it's going to be starting. Finally, the other bit of news is a bit of an advert for Do Your Bit training products, which again have very recently gone onto the HSE website. In my experience, absolutely almost unique, this is that HSE has produced training material, not just a bit of guidance, but actual training material which employers can take away and use. And these were produced with a professional training organisation. And they are aimed at getting worker involvement off the ground in companies. And that is critical, as I think probably all the speakers so far have mentioned, it is critical to make health and safety work, to reduce accidents and ill health. You need worker involvement. So this is worth having. Your companies, larger ones, may have done this already. If they haven't, there is some free material there, which has been independently looked at by the Institute of Employment Studies, and if they've said it's all very good. So do have a look at that. So that's a very swift canter through to describe the landscape of some of the things HSE is doing. A lot of reform, a lot of modernisation, and while we're still trying to focus on what we're all here today for in the end, is reducing accident and ill health, and I would echo that it's the ill health we need to tackle, and Legionella, of course, is perhaps one acute version of that.
Irish Networks Audio.